Rodney, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining me on this incredibly busy morning, full of lots of excitement. Now, what does this result mean for the broader LGBTQIA plus community?
Well, for that community, it means that we obviously have a pathway now to achieving marriage equality. The result that we've seen today from the Postal Survey sends a really clear message to Canberra just to get on and pass legislation as quickly as possible. Today's result, I think, is a vindication of the fact that over so many years, LGBTIQA people have been working so hard to convince the nation that this is an important reform, that equality matters, that love matters, that fairness matters, and the nation as a whole today has said, yes, we agree with you. We agree that love is what makes a marriage. We agree that it's time for equality for all citizens. And I just cannot tell you how important that is, not just for people like me, but for LGBTIQA people and our families right across this nation. It's a vindication that we were right in saying that it's time for this reform. And it's a vindication of Australian values. The values I've already mentioned, like equality and fairness and a fair go. I'm prouder today to be an Australian than I have ever been. And particularly proud to be a Tasmanian because our state has returned a result above the national average. And I'm really hoping that will put an end to all of those stereotypes about Tasmania as being backward. We've shown today we're not.
Well, that's, as you mentioned, Tasmania did come back with very positive results. Now, you yourself were arrested not even 30 years ago for protesting the decriminalisation of homosexuality in your home state, Tasmania, of course. Do you think, bearing in mind that we are still a bit behind the eight ball in Australia, but bearing in mind that was less than 30 years ago, do you think the Australian community has come a long way since then?
Oh, I have no doubt at all that Australia is a much more open and inclusive and equal society than it was 30 years ago. We've come an awful long way. And that change is because of everyday conversations, because of LGBTIQA people talking to their friends and family members, talking to their work colleagues about why equality is so important. We can say that over the last 8 weeks, there have been a lot of those conversations and that they have made a difference. But to be honest, they've been happening for the last 10 years, the last 20 years. They've been happening for as long as I've been alive. And they all, the positive impact of those conversations all accumulate to a point, and today is that point, where the nation has said, yes, we can see that discrimination against you is wrong and that you deserve the same opportunities in life as everyone else. Today is a vindication of all those millions of conversations and of the hope and the faith of LGBTIQ people that our nation will embrace us. Today it has.
Now, Rodney, in the wake of this result, what's next for the LGBTQIA plus activism in Australia? There's still another step to go, of course, which is passing a bill. With that looming around the corner, what do you think that the Australian LGBTQIA plus community and allies should be doing to keep the cause going strongly?
Well, I'm hopeful that the thumping vote that we've seen today will be enough to send a message to our politicians that we need legislation that is fully equal, that we shouldn't be including any caveats or carve-outs to allow further discrimination, and that we need to do this as quickly as possible. But I'm realistic. Some politicians will still drag their feet. They'll still try and hold this up and they'll still try to put obstacles in the way. So it's really important that we don't think today is the end of the story. It's really important that those people who are supporters of full equality continue to contact their politicians and say, hey, Australia wants this. Don't forget we have to do it soon. The Prime Minister has promised it'll be by the end of the year. So I'd urge people to stay in touch with their politicians, to keep tabs on the issue, to make sure that there's no backsliding.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with influential LGBTQIA plus activist Rodney Croom about the overwhelming yes result, which has been returned this morning. Now, Rodney, same-sex marriage is, as we've said, still yet to be legislated, and conservative voices like Senator James Patterson have called for a bill in the Parliament which will place discriminatory practices into law. As somebody who has been fighting hard over several decades in the face of all kinds of different walls against the push for equality, what's your response to this call from the Conservatives?
Well, my response isn't important. What matters here is the Australian people's response. The last 8 weeks has seen the No campaign run on a central plank of, to them, their belief that marriage equality will somehow threaten freedom, faith and families. All along, people like me have said that's a myth. Today, the Australian people have also said they believe that is a myth. They believe there is no threat, and therefore there needs to be no spurious protections, so-called, against that threat. All we need, entrenched in legislation, all we need is legislation that changes the definition of marriage from man and woman to two people. There's already existing protections for ministers of religion, so they don't have to marry same-sex couples. The legislation from Senator Dean Smith goes a bit further than that to provide protections. Certainly nothing more than that is needed, because as we've seen overseas, the sky does not fall in when same-sex couples begin to marry. All that happens is that there's greater equality and more joy and more love. There's nothing to fear. So I would be very much against writing any kinds of so-called protections into the Marriage Act for threats that don't exist. They're just phantoms and shadows.
Mm. Well, I think that's very important. Very important thing to dwell on. I spoke to Tina Brady last week, who said something which I was particularly fond of, which is that passing gay marriage won't make anybody less married and won't make anybody more gay. I think that's a wonderful way to look at it.
That's true. And as I said, the sky won't fall in. There's no threat to freedom. There's no threat to faith. There's no threat to families. This reform is entirely a good thing.
Mm. Now, I'm sure you have lots of celebrating to do this morning, Rodney, as do a lot of Australians. Thanks so much for giving us your time to discuss the future of activism in the wake of this morning's result.
Thank you very much.